Attraction Tickets Direct is the UK's number one ticket provider for Disney, Universal, and the worlds of Discovery Parks. They offer unbeatable prices and expert advice on all the major tickets and attractions in Orlando, California, and Paris. The service Attraction Tickets Direct provides is second to none. Lines are open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Customers receive real tickets, not vouchers, within 7 days. And there are no hidden extras, such as credit card fees or postage surcharges. Now that's what you call great service. Log on to www.attractiontickets.direct.com or call on 0800-975-0002.
Good evening. Oh, wow. Let's try it again. Good evening. Oh, we've got a few people here. This is quite disconcerting, though, guys. This is quite weird for us, because when we normally do a show, we're sat in three completely separate houses in three completely different parts of the UK, talking to each other via Skype. And now I've got these two ugly mugs in front of me.
Hello. I think we should just get computers and talk to each other via that.
That's all I'm doing. I'm not.
For those of you who are here, those of you listening to this 2 weeks later when we've released it as a podcast, we've got a problem with our webcam. Craig bought a webcam from Japan.
China, get it right.
China.
Yeah. That's why it works.
Export capital of the world, and it doesn't work. So if you want to fly over to China to get it fixed, I will try. Welcome. This is episode 41, I think, of the podcast. Slightly different because we are here. Sponsored, as always, by Attraction Tickets Direct and Complete Orlando. And they're not here, but they brought loads of brochures for people. We've got a live audience in front of us who are all looking like entertainers. Please entertain us.
Is that opposed to a dead audience?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, unless they cheer up, we might have to do something about... No, we can't do that. Haunted Mansion, Manchester style. We've got some different bits and pieces that we're going to do with you. We've got some games that we're going to play, some new things that we've not played before. We're going to come and terrorise you. Well, Craig's going to come and terrorise you with his 3-mile-long cord on the end of his microphone.
If I don't trip up and break my
please
neck.
Don't trip up and hurt yourself. If you sue me, I'm not paying out. But yeah, this is really weird. We're here at Mouse Meets. It is basically the first thing. We've been here. I've been here since 1:30, setting up. We've had the Castle China guys who are over in the corner who are busy selling lots. She's waving. Not that that's any good for radio, but they're selling some great stuff over there. So make sure you go over there and buy all their great stuff. We've got the guys at the back from Dial a Dream, the charity that we're supporting this year. They are basically a charity for terminally ill children. They basically grant dreams and wishes for those people. They'll be talking to us a little bit more tomorrow about what they do. But also over in that corner, we've got our silent auction, which has got loads and loads of stuff that you lot can bid on. It's almost like eBay without a computer. So we're going to give that a try, and hopefully we'll raise loads of really great money. And here's Catherine Hooper entering late. All stare at her. I've got a cough, as you may have noticed. And those of you who were on live chat this week when we were doing the streaming will also notice I had a cough and I can't get rid of it. Yes, they're all nodding. Again, no good for radio. But there we go. Right, Craig.
Yes,
do you want to go for a wander and see who we've got in?
Where's the bar?
It's not quite going to reach that far.
Shall I be like Al Murray and sticking people on the front row?
But he's funny.
Yeah, well, so am I.
Oh. Hang on, I'll come and sort him out in a second.
Hello, I'll start with these handsome gentlemen in the front. Hello, what's your name and where are you from?
Steve from Great Yarmouth.
I'm Chris from Great Yarmouth.
So brothers?
Lovers.
Lovers or brothers? Hello. Hello, guys.
Great Yarmouth, it doesn't matter, Craig.
No, it's fine. Down there.
It doesn't matter.
There's a wall that segregates Great Yarmouth from the rest of the country. You're only allowed it. No. Anyway, move on.
Well, say hello to. You've already been introduced as you walked in, but you can get your own back on Adam now. Hello.
Hi, I'm Catherine from Newcastle.
And.
Alan from Newcastle.
And we have to say a big thank you to Alan, don't we?
He is our saviour.
Alan saved us. We got ripped off on eBay.
No, Adam got ripped off.
Well, Adam got ripped off on eBay.
I should have checked their... they had 76% on their feedback score.
Oh, there you go.
I should have checked that before I ordered them, shouldn't I?
With some banners. So Alan very kindly helped us out with some banners. So yes, a big round of applause for Alan, I think.
Yeah, give a round of applause.
Thank you. Right, I'm going to see how long this lead is.
Go on.
So I'm going to trip you up and go how far back we can
follow
go.
Follow the signs for the M6.
If you unplug it, there
yeah,
we go.
Go on, keep going.
M6. Oh, look. Oh. Here we go. Somebody very colourful in the back row. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name, please, and where are you from?
Laura from Glasgow.
So you've come from Glasgow today. Wow. How long did it take you?
2.5 hours. 3 hours, not long.
So less than it took me. I was waiting outside the station for an hour for Jazz. So,
yeah, can we just point that out? That I was here at 1:30 setting up all of this stuff. And they went, we won't be long.
So I left
just had the SPN to do this afternoon. So he was a little bit late. And then at 3:00, still not here, Juz apparently got stuck in traffic. And Craig
got
was stood like a loner outside the...
Yeah, now was
I did get lost.
Liverpool.
I did ask for directions. She gave me directions. She finished the sentence with, and by the way, I'm not that great on my left and right.
Always good. All right, who else we got down there?
Who else we got down here? We'll go back to the young man sitting next to you.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, name? I know you're from Glasgow, so what's your name?
Malcolm.
Malcolm. Hello, Malcolm. Welcome. Right, who have we got? I know it's going to see Andre hiding in the back, but we'll save him for tomorrow, I think. We'll go here. Hello.
We're going to sacrifice
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Tanya from the Wirral.
From the Wirral? Oh, so how long did it take you to get here, Tanya?
Just over an hour.
Do you hear that, Jazz? From the Wirral, about an hour.
Huh.
Yeah, but that's the Wirral. Southport's a lot posher.
No, it's also a lot nearer, isn't it?
You've got a big boy scout hut. That's about it.
That's what I mean.
Who else we got over here? I'm going to go over to the other side. Oh, you look smiling at me. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you?
Elaine.
Where are you from, Elaine?
Manchester.
So it probably took you less than everyone, didn't it? 5 minutes. Oh, fantastic.
Oh,
there we go. Right. Let's see if we can go over the other side. Oh, where would this go? Shall I go down? I'll go
give
down
it a try. Go, come back and go around. While you're doing that, there's a bit of an on-running joke within the podcast, for those of you that listen, about a certain book that you may have heard them comment about. We were lucky enough last summer to have a Disney Brit meet for the first time out in the Magic Kingdom, of which a certain Lee Cockerell came along. Fantastic guy, those of you who don't know him. He was the CEO of Walt Disney World for quite a few years. And I bought one of his books before I went over, and Juz got one as well. Well, actually, Craig ordered it for Juz in the USA.
I bought it as a nice present because I'm
nice. As a nice present for Juz. And we said we'd get it signed, and then in mouse meets that we did in December in Disneyland Paris, we said, oh, don't worry, we'll make sure you get the book. And then he didn't come. So I've still got his book from nearly a year ago, which is sitting here. I've only read it 3 times, so it's all good. And I thought we would have a special podcast handover for your book. All right? So there you go.
I am very touched and moved.
Speech.
This is now worth 99p on Amazon. It was worth £10 last year.
And look inside. He signed it for you.
He has signed it. Read it.
Yeah, I'm grateful, so-and-so. We go to all that trouble.
No. You got the book.
Andre's going. Are we that bad?
We've had storage charges for a year. We've had him holding on to it.
What does it say?
It says, Dear Juz, I hope one day you'll get this book. Best wishes, Lee Cockerell.
Now, what does it really say?
You enjoy the book.
Hope you enjoy the book.
I'll talk to you in December when we could talk about it.
Yeah. Who we got over that side then?
Okay, hello.
Hiya. And your name? It's Kimmy.
And we know what you are, Kimmy. What are you?
Number one super fan.
Number one super fan, Kimmy.
And
she's got it on her...
Kimmy, I presume... We've got it on your badge, Kimmy. Let me see. Yes, Kimmy, number one super fan. Excellent. And this is soon to be Mr. Kimmy?
Yeah, Aaron.
Aaron, hello. Welcome you two. Kimmy's going to be star of karaoke as well, aren't
you? Yes, apparently so.
In all honesty, she could put the only super fan though, couldn't she?
And for being a super fan, you can have a brand new book. Come and get it. No, you can't have that. Just show of hands, who's going to take part in karaoke tomorrow night? Brilliant one. Okay.
It is radio. You could have said a lot more. You could have said, whoa, put your hands down.
Well, I've got
412 people. That's fantastic.
We've got 3,000 in the audience, so, you know, it's all good. Laugh a bit louder, you know, so it sounds like it. They've all gone to Peter Kay, because apparently he's funnier. and the police have come to get Craig. Right, so we're not just going to talk rubbish for the next hour. We are going to do some Disney stuff as well, because that's sort of the reason why we're here. At Mouse Meets Manchester, Crown Plaza. I think we've got to thank you lot for coming to start off with. Because when we had this harebrained, crazy idea about setting up a UK Disney fan event in this country, we were a bit concerned that nobody was going to bother turning up and we were going to waste our time organising everything, and there was going to be three people sat at the front and that would be it. So we decided
and
we
would...
And now there's four, yes, at the front. don't move, stay there. So we decided that we would sell our tickets really early. And we thought, right, what day of the year can we put tickets on sale where people are going to be sat at home with nothing to do?
That's not what we said. We said, what day of the year will people be really drunk and idiots to buy tickets?
Oh, that's actually true. Yeah. You're right. And so we thought, let's put them on sale on Christmas Day. So that's exactly what we did. We put them on sale on Christmas Day. And I'm sat. This is the picture in my household. There's my wife sat with my son, and my mum and dad were over for Christmas. And then there's me sat in the corner while everyone's opening Christmas presents with my laptop on my knee going, has anyone bought any yet? Has anyone bought any yet? And by the end of Christmas Day, we'd sold...
This
20...
is where I'm missing Skype just to sit and talk to you. Yeah. He's off on one now.
I know, yeah.
We sold sort of 20-odd tickets, and within 3 days, we'd sold 100 tickets. And by the end of 5 days, we'd completely sold out, totally and utterly sold out. So I think we also want to say a massive thank you to you guys for coming along. And hopefully it's going to be a great weekend. But should we do some Disney stuff?
Well, yeah, go on then.
Shall we? Okay, we're going to do some Disney stuff. But we need a volunteer, someone who's going to win some prizes. Oh, we've got one volunteer, I think. Come on, Ubby Cum. Give him a round of applause. Okay, coming up. What's your name?
Matthew.
You probably won't remember this game. There was a game on television called Play Your Cards Right. No?
I don't remember.
Definitely not?
No. I'm okay. Too young, Adam.
You're too young.
Yeah.
I think you might need a bit of help from the audience with this then, okay? So we're going to play Disney Play Your Cards Right, okay? So what you need to do for me is to go and sit in one of those chairs over there. Craig's going to hand you his microphone.
Jump
over the wires. Please don't kill yourself. Okay, here we go. Let's play Disney Play Your Cards Right. Okay, I'm having a few wire issues. Let me just move those out of the way. Excellent stuff. Thank you. Right. Okay. So, Matthew, was it that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Matthew, this is how the game works. Disney Play Your Cards Right. The audience is going to help you. Okay? So, here is the very first one to help you and give you an example of what's going to come up on the screen. So, here we have Aladdin. Okay? Aladdin was released in 1993. Okay, you got that? So, Aladdin was released in 1993. Now, the question is, Mission Space, was the date that opened higher or lower than the date Aladdin was released? Mission Space, higher, lower?
Lower.
Get out.
Okay.
Higher or lower, what do you think?
Higher.
You're going to go for higher. Is he right? Let's find out. 2006 is the year it came out. That means, yes, higher. Well done. Okay, that's the first one. That's nice and easy. Okay, let's move on to the second one. Let's see how we do. Right, Jungle Cruise. Oh, I brought the answer up. That was clever. Jungle Cruise then. What? Higher or lower than Mission Space?
I think that opened in 1971.
I think Just might be right. Is it higher or lower?
Lower.
God, yes, you are correct. Good. Isn't he good at this? Great. He's fantastic. Now, hopefully you're not going to get any of these wrong, because if you get any wrong, we're going to have to send you back and bring somebody else in. But don't worry, you will win a prize. Hey, it's not Panto. Right. Okay, let's go to the next one then. So the next one is Herbie Rides Again. The movie Herbie Rides Again. Now, was that released before or after Jungle Cruise? So is the date higher or lower?
Examine the DVD cover just in case.
Yes, I've checked that. It's not on there. Audience. Higher or lower, do you think? It's a difficult one. It's a tricky one. Lower. He's going for lower. It was released 1974, which means it was higher.
What a rubbish
audience.
I'm really
sorry. It's wrong. But if you go and see Craig, Craig will sort you some prizes out. We need somebody else to come and play. Who's going to come give it a go? Man, we got loads now. I'll tell you what, Matthew, before we go, you can choose the next person who's coming. Out of all the people that got their hands up. Your dad, that's cheating.
You told him he could choose.
There's a conspiracy going on.
That's fair.
That's fair. All right. Okay. Your dad. Let me come. Oh, you're only kidding. All right. Well, don't come up then. That's fine. We'll get somebody else. Let's get Robbie coming in at the back. Come on then, Robbie. Up you come. Give Robbie a round of applause as he comes up. Okay. So we were on 1974 for Herbie Rides Again. So Robbie's going to come and take a seat. Let's give him a microphone. Here we go. Hey. What did you get it wrong? Right. No help this time. Okay. So we're on 1974. The next one we're going for is Expedition Everest.
Higher.
Oh, okay. You can at least have some anticipation here. Okay, hang on.
I watched them dig the hole.
You watched them dig the hole. Is he correct? Hang on. We have that tension pause thing. It is released in 2006. Therefore, it is indeed higher. Well done. Good stuff. Okay, that was nice and easy, that one. Let's go on. 2006. We're moving on to Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Ooh. Now, was this higher or lower? Was it released? It was opened before or after?
Lower.
Lower. He's going lower. Who thinks yes? Lower. Oh, who thinks higher? Quite a few think higher. 2007, it's higher. Get Robbie's off. Out. Lucky Robbie. Right, can you grab a prize for Robbie? And let's have somebody else up. Who's coming up? Let's grab. Right, okay, let's have a girl this time. Let's have. Come on up. And well, give a round of applause. Oh, we got through three people. I don't think we get through this many this quick. Okay, hello. Hello, hello. Grab a microphone. Your name is?
Beth.
Lower. What, is Beth higher or lower than...
No, we're just getting very close now.
Okay.
Right now, I'm a bit
right,
lower.
So 2007 was Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, but Chicken Little, was that released before or after? Is it higher or lower?
Lower.
We've got quite a few nods, yeah, it's lower, yeah. It was 2006, therefore it was indeed lower. Well done. Okay, so we're on 2006. Well done. Next. Fox and the Hound.
Higher.
Hard one.
Higher or lower?
Lower.
Put your hand up if you like this film. Okay. Right. there's only a few people. So 1981, it was indeed lower. Well done. So we're at 1981. Let's make it a bit trickier. We're going to Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, Walt Disney World. Okay. So we're at 1981. Is it higher or lower? There is a deathly silence over the audience. People are saying lower.
You're only saying that because he said confidently lower. You just agreed
Steve
with
went,
him.
Steve went lower. Like and I was lower. higher or lower?
Lower.
She's going for lower. Going for lower. 1980. It is indeed lower. Well done by Thank 1 year. You. Thank you. Yeah. What's going
Norfolk
on
here?
Norfolk Group. Thank you.
With that one.
What? I don't know what's going on. Right, okay, let's move on to the next one then. What we got next? So, 1981, we're on Journey into Imagination.
Higher.
Higher, what year? No idea. Any ideas? What year? 82? 83. So, nearly, wasn't quite opening. 83, so that does indeed make it higher. Okay, let's go on to the next one then. So we're going from that to Splash Mountain. This is the one that always gets me. The one I always get the wrong date for. I know I did it, and that's the reason why I do now know the answer. But before, guys, put the book away. Guys here, any ideas? Higher or lower? Sorry? Oh, Disney World. Disney World. Higher? You're going for higher? 1992. It is indeed higher. Well done. Okay, you're doing well. You're doing very well. Have we... That, should we reveal what the ultimate prize is for this game, or should we keep it quiet? Okay. Oh, yeah. Well done. You bought it. Right, okay. Let's go on to the next one then. So, we're going to Mickey's Birthday Land. Not Starland, not Toontown Fair. The original Birthday Land. What do you think?
Lower.
Lower. We're at 92. We're now going to... You ready? 1988. It is indeed lower. Well done. I'm impressed. Okay, let's go on to the next one then. We're going from there to our first water park. Well, not the first water park, but the first one we've been to, which is Typhoon Lagoon. Is it higher or lower? Higher. Any ideas what year? 89. She's dead on. It is 89. I'm impressed. Hey, there is knowledge in there. She's good at this. She's good at this. Okay, let's move on then. So we're on a higher. That's indeed higher. Let's go on to this next one. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Walt Disney World. Higher or lower? What do we think? So we were on 89. Was it before or after?
I'll trust.
Go higher. Anybody know what it replaced? Mr. Toad. Yes, it was Mr. Toad. It opened 1999. Yes, it is indeed higher. You're doing well. I'm impressed. Okay, let's move on to the next one then. Here we go. Alien Encounter.
Higher.
Higher than 1999.
Oh, no, lower.
Sorry. You go for lower. Lower. Yes, 1995. It is lower. Well done. We're getting close to the end now. You're going to get the ultimate prize if you get there further than this. Okay, so we're now going to Primeval World, Animal Kingdom.
Higher.
Higher? Do you agree? You agree. 2002, it's higher. Okay. Now, if you get this next one right, you win everything. Not everything. You can't have my computer. So, we were at Primeval World. We're going to our final one, which is Rock and Roller Coaster. What year did it open? This is obviously Walt Disney World again. What year did that open?
Date or just
no, just tell me higher or lower. If you tell me the date, I'll be really impressed. Date and month. No, we're not doing date and month. That's really cool. So we were on 1999. Are we going high? You know, if you get this wrong, that means you go home with nothing. Boo, indeed. What do you reckon?
Lower.
Is she going for lower? Yes, in 1999, she's going lower. Do you agree with lower? Some people are shaking their heads quite vigorously here.
I'm trusting my mum on this.
You're trusting your mum. If your mum gets this wrong, what are you going to do to her?
She won't have a place to kip tonight.
Okay.
Nah, it's fine.
If I were you, I'd go and get in the car for a sleep now. Oh, in that case, you're sleeping on the bus. You definitely want to go lower. Yes. Oh, dear. Last one. You definitely want to go lower. This is a hint. Do you definitely want to go lower?
No.
Do you want to go higher?
Yes.
Higher. Do you know what it was? It was released in 1999. It's the same year. Therefore, I'll let you have it. It says lower, but so I'll let you have that. You can have that. You can win your prizes. So what have we got for the prizes? We have got... all the way from Walt Disney World, a pair of Mickey Mouse ears. So there you go, Mickey Mouse ear hat. We've also got, what else we got there? A small can of Mountain Dew. We've got a Disneyland Paris family guidebook as well. So there you go. And also a Mickey Mouse bag. And you could also have a Mouse Meets 2010 Disney Trivia DVD. So there you go. Give a round of applause. Well done. Okay. You coming back, guys? Right, let me just sort my microphone out. There we go. See, it is worth coming. You get all sorts of nice things. We'll invoice you for that later. Okay, right, so let's move on. Let's go for a wander. One of the things we asked for a little bit earlier on was for some questions about all sorts of things to do with the parks or to do with the podcast or anything like that. And we wanted to know from you guys some things, and we were going to see if we can answer them or get some other people to answer them as well and do sort of just a general question and answer thing. So has anybody got any questions they want to fire out? Craig will come around with a microphone. Any whatsoever? Everyone's just staring.
I was going to ask where my book right was, here. But I've got it.
What's that?
I was going to ask where my book was, but I've got it.
No,
so
you've got
okay.
That. Here we go. Hello.
I was just wondering how you three... guys actually met to begin with. Oh. And they probably missed this on a podcast. But
no, I don't think we've ever said. Have we ever said?
I don't think we have, have we? eHarmony, yeah, match.com. Yeah. Lonely Disney geeks. Go on then, Adam, you start.
How do we meet? Basically, about 2 years ago, there was a podcast called Brit Mouse. I don't know whether anyone heard of it. It lasted about 4 episodes.
It's better than Disney, but...
yeah, I don't deny that. And I sort of began to get involved in that. And as I got involved, the whole thing disappeared. The guy who ran it vanished off the face of the earth. We don't know where he went. But at that point, I decided that if he wasn't going to do it anymore, then I might as well take his place. So I started Disney Brit. Those of you who've heard the first episode, or the second episode, or the third, or basically the early ones are really naff. They are me sat in my kitchen with a really cheap microphone, trying to sound like I know what I'm talking about. So the first few episodes was just me, and then I was doing some searching on the internet and looking for other podcasts, and I came across this Eye on Orlando podcast, which Juz ran. He was also doing the same thing, sat in his kitchen or wherever on his own, talking to himself. And I sort of sent Juz an email.
That was without a microphone. I was just sat in the kitchen on my own talking to myself.
I sent you an email, didn't I? Saying, you do all this Orlando stuff. I do the Disney stuff. Maybe we should consider amalgamating, joining together and seeing what happens.
You stalked me on DisFriends.
Yes, and I did. And
it's not the same as sending an email, that isn't.
You know, well, it's not. But also, you wouldn't answer your door. So how else would I do it?
That's very true.
So we decided that we'd try and give it a try, see what happens. See if it all pulled off, it all worked out. And, you know, it seemed to go off okay. And then we were sort of quite happily going along, just the two of us doing our bits and pieces. And then we kept getting these emails from this bloke who, quite frankly, wouldn't leave us alone.
That's Joe.
No, we got a load of emails just with ideas and things and questions and tips and from Craig. And we probably got a couple a week for a while. Was it probably a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I was bored on the train. Yeah. To work.
So we sort of said, what about getting Craig in and how about seeing how it works with the three of us? And we sort of had a little chat and we just went for it, didn't we? And we are now where we are.
Yep.
Basically. So that's the story. It's not very interesting.
But it's the first time all three of us have been actually
this
together.
Yes, it is. It's the first time all three of us have ever been together.
The difference is that after tonight, you've slept with both of us.
Yeah, I've been to Disneyland Paris with Juz, and I've been and eaten Craig's hot dogs in America as well. And we met in London a little while back.
We did, yeah.
It's the first time us three have ever been together, and it's the first time these guys have ever seen each other. So we've been doing the show quite a while, and this is sort of...
I saw him straight away at the station.
Did
you? Fat Cockney.
That was me. And what did you do when I came over to you, Juz? You grabbed hold of me and cuddled me in front of everyone.
I was scared. It was Piccadilly Station.
I was going to jump in a taxi. I thought, I'm not getting in that man's car.
Some woman came up and asked him where Burger King was. He goes, how should I know? I don't live there. They obviously looked at you and thought, you must know where Burger King is.
I quite like this because for a change, he's getting a him and not a me. This is fantastic. But then Iron Orlando, you sort of gave that a rest for a while, didn't you? And we said, how about the three of us then start Iron Orlando back up again and give that a try? And then... We basically record on alternate Monday evenings, don't we?
No, I said to Craig, let's do Iron Orlando, and he said, oh, I suppose we're going to ask Adam as well.
That's true, that did happen. No, it didn't. So we record alternate Mondays, and Iron Orlando is now weekly, and then from that we're now doing ESPN radio as well.
Or I did it by myself today.
You did it all by yourself today while I was here. But there we go, that's our story. The autobiography will be out next week. Hey, what's up? Yeah, he won't get his copy for at least a year. No, he won't. Right, any other questions? It can be Disney related. It can be absolutely anything related.
Craig, there's bound to be one someone saying something like, Adam, have you ever written a book? Because he hasn't plugged it for a whole hour so far.
It might be. Hello.
Hello. My name's Annette. I just wondered, what was people's favourite Disney restaurant?
Our favourite Disney restaurant from Annette. Where are you from, Annette? Dunstable. Favourite Disney restaurant.
Are we talking counter service or table service?
No, it gets common.
Table service.
Where would you like to eat food?
Juz.
Oh, I don't know.
Gotcha.
Any of them? Yeah. Le Cellier, perhaps.
Okay.
Oh, it's tricky. I quite like Whispering Canyon, actually.
Oh, that's a good shout.
I like that because I was listening actually on the train coming up to the podcast that was talking about food and was talking about theming and the actual food that you get. And that to me comes up as one of them that actually has got quite good at both of those. You go to some of them and the theming is great, the food's rubbish. You go to other, the food is great. I mean, Le Cellier, there's not great theming, but the food's lovely.
Okay.
So I quite like Whispering Canyon. That's one I like to go to.
So just my choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. It's rubbish.
It's the theming's perfect.
Well, I'll go for your
rickety
paying.
Chairs. It's a dark restaurant. It's Canada. What more do you need?
A moose.
Right, I wanted to go and talk to David because David pulled a face when you said Whispering Canyon, and I want to know why. It's just there. There's David. Just there.
You haven't
pulled a face when you said Whispering Canyon.
I've never been to Walt Disney World. Paris.
So we need to explain Whispering Canyon.
So Whispering Canyon. Okay, Whispering Canyon is in the Wilderness Lodge Hotel, and it's a unique restaurant in the. You go in and you think it's a normal restaurant. Yeah, am I correct? Yeah. And it's got some, you know, fabulous theming. They've got some wonderful chairs with kind of red Indian sort of decorations on. And they do things like bottomless milkshakes, which are fantastic. You can't really drink more than 1.5. But the thing that's clever about
so they just call it a bottomless and a half milkshake.
Well, it should just be 1.5. I mean, they're quite expensive, milkshake. But you think, oh, I drink loads of those. But they're like ice cream. So
I'm not sure if he was shaking his head down here when you said 1.5 maximum. He was like, no.
He was just like, wimp.
All right, we'll have a conversation.
I'll take
then.
Him on.
All right, we'll go in August and we'll see.
Okay.
But the real clever thing about the restaurant is all of the waiters and waitresses are basically performers as well. And there's lots of different things that will happen with different cues. So I went with my kids and we went with some friends. And one of the things to do is ask for ketchup. And they shout ketchup and they say ketchup and it goes all around the restaurant ketchup.
Oh,
and they literally bought up a silver bucket full of tomato ketchup and threw it on the middle of the table. They'll come up and they'll say, I don't want to give too much away, they'll come up with the straws. And the guy would just stood by the side of the table. This is great for radio.
Yeah,
but he just stood at the side and just literally threw the straws over his head, like hundreds of them, just onto the table. I dare you to go in with a Universal Studios t-shirt.
Oh, no, don't.
Okay, so there's prompts for everything you do, and there's different people kind of going expecting different things, but everyone is different. So, I mean, it's an entertainment show, but you're not paying a fee for an entertainment show. And the food is great. They do a beautiful kind of skillet of food that comes up with kind of pulled pork and, you know, steaks and all sorts of things. You just take and eat those. But it really is a good place. So we had the ketchup.
I've got to admit, I was warned about the ketchup, so I thought, I'm not going to mention ketchup.
Crayons.
And then my kid didn't have crayons, and for some reason I didn't put 1 and 1 plus, and I just said, can I have crayons, please? At which point you end up getting everyone's crayons in the whole restaurant dumped on your table. And we still asked for ketchup later anyway for the fun of it.
Pretty much to eat them all.
I think one of the good ones that happened was that there was somebody's birthday and they'd arranged a birthday cake and obviously had paid for this birthday cake. And because Kieran, my son, my 5-year-old, was just crying with laughter at this guy who's really funny, when the birthday cake comes up, he grabs hold of Kieran and said, come with me and we'll give this cake to this person. So he gets up and like they stop and everybody plays happy birthday and they walk over. So he goes to give this cake to this guy and then stops, turns around to Kieran, gets a spoon and both of them just start eating this poor person's birthday cake that the family have paid for, and the family didn't know whether to laugh, shout at this guy or what, and they just thought it was hilarious and it was really funny. So
I had a Whispering Canyon August. I went on the Backstage Magic tour. If you've not done it, it's phenomenal. And there was a group of us who were on this tour together, and you're right, these skillets are huge and they just continue to bring food out. They just continue to bring food out until we couldn't eat anymore. They also had the hobby horse races. Horses, and they literally just get people from the restaurant to race each other down the restaurant. It's completely insane. I'm convinced if we did it in the UK, it wouldn't happen on the grounds of health and safety. There was one waitress who had got a quiet area, I think, and she just came and joined us. She came and sat down. She was quite loud. She was very funny. And started having a natter with us, just having a little old chat, and, you know, making everybody laugh. And then just picked up a rib and just started eating. Just joined in. We were like, this is really quite strange. But it's a great restaurant.
That way, it's very much like a British restaurant then.
Yes.
The staff chuck things at you and then they just come and take stuff off your plate and walk away.
No, but the difference is they took the order in the first place.
That's
the
only change.
My favourite has got to be California Grill. I love California Grill. The food is very American cuisine. Not slop, no.
Posh.
No,
it's posh.
It's posh.
Rich.
It's very expensive, yes. I think steaks are about $41 and they're about that big.
And you only get 5 runner beans with it.
Yeah.
We couldn't believe we counted and there was 5 runner beans.
3 potatoes, come on.
The waiter did not see our sense of humour at all.
No. I'm convinced they have a competition of how much plate can they make you see through the amount of food they put on. But the food's not a huge amount, and but it's really, really good food. And one of the great things about it is if you go in the evening and you go sort of around 9, 10 o'clock when the fireworks are going off, you can go out onto the veranda on because it's on the 15th floor of the Contemporary. So you have this amazing view of the Magic Kingdom when you go out on the veranda. And it's a slightly obscured view of the fireworks, which makes it look completely different. But they pipe the music in. So you can hear that as well. And the other great thing they do that's really, really brilliant, if you arrive around the time when the fireworks is about to start, as we did in August, they took our order, they took our starters, and then they said, we won't bring you starters until you've been to the fireworks. So they held off, and we went out, we watched the fireworks, we came back in, and the moment we sat down, she was there, starters on the table. It's just a great atmosphere, and they're not pushy. You can sit there for hours. Lou Mongello on WDW Radio keeps talking about... the five-hour lunch she had there recently. I don't know how you could sit there for 5 hours. I think that would be a bit too long.
I'd be so full with all those beans.
Sit for 5 hours. That's going to be like queuing for the new Harry Potter.
One an hour.
Can I also point out that when you go to see the fireworks, you get to see every single bird that's ever lived in Orlando because they all live on top of the Contemporary.
That's true, yeah. That's
and,
very, very
Annette,
true.
Where's your favourite?
It is actually the Contemporary. I spent my birthday there and did exactly as you did, Adam. And what was lovely... they come out with a plate with dessert on it, and it was they'd put all Mickey Mouse, you know, the little Mickey Mouse silhouette things all over my. I got a picture of it actually, all over my plate, and it was absolutely gorgeous. And they brought dessert out, and I think they'd initialed it in icing and stuff like that. Happy birthday! I thought, oh, it's just to die for.
I think that's one thing about Disney, and when it comes to celebrations and anniversaries, that a lot of people miss. It probably sounds really stupid to ring up Disney and say, just to let you know, it's going to be my birthday while I'm there, all right? But they do some amazing things. They really do some fantastic things. I went for my honeymoon, and because we were there for honeymoon, we tried to make it as special as we could. We actually made these T-shirts. I had Mickey on the front of mine. My wife had Minnie, and we had our date underneath, which was the, I'm going to get this wrong now, the 12th of March. And 12th March 2005. But the problem was, because we have our date a different way around to the Americans, they thought
you
we were getting married
yet.
On the 3rd of December and couldn't quite work out why we were there in March celebrating our wedding. Also, on the back of our T-shirt, and this was the biggest mistake, I had just and my wife had married, which was fine when we were walking the right way around. If we were walking the wrong way around, it just said married just. But because we had these T-shirts on, we were really lucky with some of the things that happened. We went for breakfast at Crystal Palace on our very, very first morning. You know, we'd been up goodness knows how many hours the day before. And because we got these on and they recognised the celebration, a guy called Dean, who is in charge of part of the parade, appeared from somewhere. I have no idea where. He may have been hidden in a bush.
Like Mr. Ben?
Yeah, a bit like Mr. Ben. He just appeared and he went, hello, you're celebrating your wedding? I was like, yeah, our honeymoon. How would you like to be at the front of the parade today? And we got to be the marshals at the front of the parade because we were wearing our T-shirts and we actually went down. We had the band right behind us and they announce your name as you go down. And that was all because we were wearing our T-shirts. We also went to Hoop-Dee-Doo and because they knew it was our honeymoon, we were sat right at the very front. We got certificates from these sort of commemorative certificates from our waitress. The one of the main women in the show came and sat on my knee, much to the disgrace of my wife. But it was lovely. I enjoyed it. They made a really big fuss of us for that as well. And they really do for anniversaries and things like that. There's a load of badges and stuff that you can get when you go there. And they make such a massive fuss, like Annette said, with just the little cakes and things like that they do that you just don't expect. It's fantastic.
I did get some badges for us three to wear. The only ones I could think that were appropriate was family reunion.
Hey!
So I got some of those for us.
Fantastic. Okay, that was a very long-winded answer. To
only because you answered it.
Yeah, because I don't shut up. Any other questions for anyone? Aha.
Here we go, David.
Which is your favourite Disney movie?
Favourite Disney movie? Adam, you can go first. Sorry, David, hold on.
Animated.
Can we include Pixar in that? Oh, I see, that's just made good. It really hard.
Because they're not very good.
I've got a bit of a soft spot for Black Cauldron. It's sort of one of those films that...
I thought you'd say Snow Bloody White. That's
Snow White,
no. You'd say.
Black Cauldron, it's one of those films. Okay, I admit that if I ever see Michael Eisner, I will beat him for ruining it a little bit, because it was supposed to be a PG and he got his hands on it and edited some of it out. But it's one of those movies that sort of... It's a little bit different. It's a little bit dark, especially for Disney at the time. But it's a great film. I've not put it on for Harry yet, bless him. He's only three. I don't think he'd appreciate The Horned King yet. But it's a great film. What's yours? Juz, as I'm looking at you, not good for radio. Again, no. Rubbish at this.
I don't know. Was Up classed as a Disney film at that point?
Can I just point out, right, that Juz doesn't watch Disney movies, and about a year ago we talked about Ratatouille, and he went, I must watch that, and he's still not watched it.
No, I liked Bolt, which is...
You like Bolt?
I like Bolt. Bolt.
Bolt in Bolt. France. Bolt. Yeah.
When we went to France, they have all these toys for Bolt, and the only thing they ever changed was the letter. It's now Volt and Friend. So it's all in English, but it's the fact it's called Volt. But no, Up simply for the squirrels aspect of it.
That's Pixar.
Squirrel!
Pixar, you can have Bolt.
I think
Disney.
They're combined at that time, were they not? Were they not coming together, Disney, Pixar, so it's really no. Disney?
Yeah, kind
of. I'm standing my ground. They're one company, I believe, in the whole lot. There's right. No discrimination.
You're going to have up.
He's cheating on this. Right, okay. Go on, what's yours?
Mine. I think I'm going to go with Beauty and the Beast. Was mine because it's one of, you know, one of the newer ones. I think it's got great songs, great story. I think it transferred brilliantly into a stage show.
Yeah.
Which I saw when we got engaged, but I won't bore them all with the story of my wedding like you have with your honeymoon. I'll save that for later.
It was for Kimmy, because she's going for a honeymoon.
I know, we can do well. Kimmy's going to do the honeymoon stuff for us, sure. So I'd say Beauty and the Beast for me.
That so all the films we picked here are not the films that he chose to show tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Because right. We didn't basically. Get a say, remember?
You didn't get a say, no. And Kez sat at the back with a smile on her face when you said Beauty and the Beast, because I know exactly what she's coming as tomorrow. But I'm going to keep it a secret. And it's not The Beast, by the way, just so you know. Okay, my favourite films. Any other questions from people? Anything else? Oh, Fred's got one down here. Ooh. And there's one at the back, which we'll go to in a second.
Whereabouts, Adam?
Fred's there. No, just there. The one with the hand up.
Right. Well, give it
he's got his
the,
hand in the air.
You give it
it's
to the blind bloke, don't you? Hello, Fred. Hi.
Right, mate. What's your favourite Disney attraction, guys?
That's dead easy for me, that one. Haunted Mansion.
Boring.
No doubt yours is the Jungle Cruise.
You know, it isn't actually. Well, mine is Big Thunder Mountain. I love Big Thunder Mountain. Mind you, having just been to Florida and come back, Space Mountain is very, very up close there now. It is fantastic now. So, but I think I'll stick with Big Thunder Mountain just because it's great during the day and completely different at night and just as much fun. But what I will say, and I'm going to regret saying this, is that the French version of Big Thunder Mountain I think is better.
I agree with you. I agree completely.
Because it's got a really fast bit at the end that I really love. So, me, Jozzy Bear.
Jozzy Bear. You've never called him that on air, and you now have, and that is going to stick forever.
That's what Adam's wife refers
that's
to
what
Jozzy.
Zoe calls me.
She just called you Jozzy Bear, yeah.
And after the last 2 weeks of you ignoring her, we've got really close. it's got to be Pirates.
Us or you and my wife?
Pirates, well, all right. Yeah. Which Pirates?
I like all Pirates. I like the original, but I'm not going to knock the modern one, so I like all Pirates.
Do you want the redhead?
No.
Oh, okay. There you go. Right. All right. We had one right at the very, very back. Somebody had a question.
Little dude had a question. Several times.
Dude. Matthew,
Matt.
Is that?
Matthew had one.
It's gone like that and you just dissed him. Ignored him every time.
I can't
time.
See him. Dissed him?
Dissed him.
Oh, dissed him.
We could have people come up the he's front, hidden. You know, to he's ask their questions.
I was going to say the larger people up front, but that's a bit rude.
We've hyped you now, Matt. Your question better be really good.
As long as it means Adam doesn't have to say anything, it'll be a great question.
Yeah, make sure it's not an Adam question.
Here we go. All right, Matthew, I've got enough lead now.
Means.
Here we go, buddy. Right, all yours.
What's a good tip for someone going to Disney?
Oh.
Save up your pocket money.
Take a lot of money, Andre said. Yeah, a wise man.
Take lots of money. What was yours?
Yeah, that was it.
Take lots of money.
I think mine would be...
his will be buy a house so you can go there at least three times a year.
Yeah, that's a good tip. No, I think mine would be don't try and do everything because you'll end up missing out lots of things. You know, if you've gone once, I think more often than not you'll probably will go back. May not be the next year, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years, but you will go back again. So I think the thing to do is to kind of plan out. I mean, Adam's great at this because he does spreadsheets of where he's going, but kind of plan
that's
out where you're
true. Go,
where you're going to go on what day. Make sure you build in breaks because, you know, I'm getting older now and I can't get up early in the morning to go straight back out to a park having been to one the day before. So I think plan what you're doing to make sure that you do what you want to do and try not to do everything in a park in one day because you won't and you'll miss so much.
My first one is don't wear a football shirt. British people in football shirts. You see them walking around sweltering to death and you think, what are you doing? Thickest things in the world. I'm sort of along with Craig, I think, on that one, Matthew. It's about don't think you can do it all. Decide where you want to go. Decide what exactly you want to do when you go to which park. There's no way in a million years you will get everything done in one day. It will never happen. You will probably go back one day. No doubt, Mum and Dad will take you back lots of times. Yes, they're nodding. That's good. So, choose the things that you really want to do and don't necessarily wear yourself out. Because one of the worst things is watching people go commando around the park on their first day. And then by the second day, they're absolutely shattered and they can't cope with it anymore. So pace yourself. I'm awful for that, and I do spreadsheets. In fact, we know exactly what day we're going to Harry Potter, don't we? Because I've already sorted.
I've already been told, yes.
Yeah, you've already been told. But yeah, pace yourself, take your time. That's definitely my number one tip.
Jazz?
I just reiterate it, just take it. The first time we went, we tried to do everything, and, my eldest at the time was quite young, ended up with a protein spill in Epcot. The great thing about that is, my God, they clear that up so quickly. It's very impressive. But no, you go and chill. Chill at the hotel, swim in the pool, and then nag everyone to go back out again. But at the end of the day, the driver of the holiday is someone like you, Matt. You drive at the sort of the youngest person or whatever, and they're the driver of the whole holiday. It's there for fun.
Okay, we got another question. Do you have another couple of questions?
Oh, yeah, I've got some at the back here.
We'll move on.
Hold on, let me climb over the seat. Hello.
It's Mike from Tunbridge. If each one of you were given the money to build a Disney ride, what would the theme of it be and what would you call it?
Well, first of all, Mike, if you're from Tunbridge, can I have a lift home? Because I'm in Otford. So that would be a lot quicker than the train. Right, so if we had the money to build a ride, what would we build and where would it be? Mike,
What theme would it be?
Ooh.
Ask him, because he's probably already submitted them to Disney already.
He's probably got drawings on his
Mac. Do you know what? You're nearly correct. No. I remember a forum, it's WDisneyW forum over there, and they had this little competition about 3 years ago to enter a ride that you would build. And mine, believe it or not, was to build a Monsters, Inc. hanging roller coaster in Disney Hollywood Studios. And there's now this rumour that they're going to build a Monsters, Inc. hanging roller coaster in Disney Studios. I don't claim any responsibility for whatsoever. But that was my original idea. That's the one I'd love to see them build, and I'd love to build. I think it'd be a great roller coaster.
Okay, Jazz. I'm
stumped on this one.
I don't think I'd do a ride, but what I would quite like to do is to demolish the American Pavilion.
That's it. All of our American listeners no longer listening.
I don't know about you guys, but when I'm walking around there, I think I could might as well be in Liberty Square in the Magic Kingdom. To me, it's the same. You've got so many great things in America. You could build a 1950s Fonzie Happy Days sort of style cafe. You could do an Elvis-inspired one. There's so many things you could do there rather than go back to colonial America. So I'd like to do that and put a really fun ride in there.
I used to think the same as you, but has anybody in here done the Backstage Magic Tour? No. Yes.
One down here.
Where they take you behind, and they take you backstage of the American Adventure, and they show you the workings of it all. And I wasn't that interested. It used to be great to go for a sleep for half an hour in the air conditioning. But I have this newfound respect for this ride since going backstage at it. It is absolutely phenomenal how it works.
Maybe that's what they should do then. The ride should be you actually go behind it.
So. Not actually watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that would be more fun. Come on, Jazz, you've stalled enough now. Your turn.
I'm going to follow you. I'm going to demolish France just for the sake of it. No other reason.
Oh, no.
Replace it with Spain, yeah?
I don't know. Let's continue the theme and let's build an up ride with balloons and everything and have squirrels everywhere.
Pirates of the Mediterranean. You could try that. Yeah. Slightly different theme. I don't know.
Mike, have you thought of one? Have you got an idea of a ride you'd want to do?
Something based on a golf course.
Well, that's a nice idea.
Okay.
Have a ride through 18 holes of golf. That would be my suggestion.
Isn't that hiring a buggy? Is that what that is?
You want to, couldn't you?
That sounds good.
If it was in the shape of a buggy, it wouldn't be any different to the Peter Pan ride where you've got a sort of, you're up in the air.
Is that like a soaring sort of thing, are you thinking?
That sort of thing, yeah. Well, in soaring, you go across a golf course anyway at Palm Springs, and I've not caught that golf ball yet.
No.
You know, there's a Mickey on that golf ball, don't you?
There is, and I duck every time, even though I know it's not going to hit me.
The golf ball?
That's that golf ball.
That's a great idea.
And there was somebody else with a hand up, I think. Is it Sophie? Right with that? Beth, that's all right. Beth down here.
You're so close there.
I was so close. Yeah. I was about six or seven letters out. It wasn't far off.
Hold on.
I'd be interested to know what some of your favourite attractions are, actually. We'll just go to Beth first. And then.
I'm stuck. Hold on.
Oh, dear.
I did say to Adam, those
people who help him with wires, don't you? Follows behind, like the runners.
Doesn't the Leicester education system have wireless microphones you can steal?
No. What you're on about? I haven't stole these from anybody.
That bit's edited out.
I would just like to. I would just like to thank Leicestershire Education Authority for the hire of the amp and the speakers that I have stolen from my classroom. Anyway,
is this because of change of potential government that said take everything home, teacher, just in case it's not here the next week?
Sorry, let me just. I'll just lean over you. Hello.
out of all of the parks and resorts, what's your favourite music?
Oh, parks and resorts music.
For me, it has to be Illuminations.
Yeah, you've got to think for Illuminations.
I do, yeah.
That's a really hard one.
Okay, next question. I answered it.
Have you got one?
Well, mine's Spectromagic, because it was my Disney Island disc. So from the parks, I would go Spectromagic. From the resorts, I don't know, actually. That's really hard.
That is a really hard one.
I don't take that much notice of the music in the resorts, really. I'm kind of going, look at this, I want to stay here. That's what I tend to do.
And he's checking in, and isn't that?
I'm too busy putting stuff in carrier bags to get out quickly. So I don't have to notice the music.
As much can I just point out, he's not lying. We went to Disneyland Paris. We had dinner. We had breakfast at Newport Bay in the morning. He sat down. There was a reserve sign. He went, yeah, I love that. He's looking at his pocket.
No, that's not true, because you came back and said, where's the reserve sign?
That's very true.
And so, the cutlery on the table. You're as shocked as anything.
Where is it now?
It's with other stolen items.
It's in the evidence room, isn't it, Jazz? Beth, what's yours then? Come on.
It's either Illuminations or the music on Main Street.
That's quite nice, actually, to be fair. I like that. When you walk in, the music you get as you kind of enter the Magic Kingdom. That's great.
I think Fort Wilderness for my resort, just because it's all that American Western filmic music. I'm looking at Fred because he's a musician and he'll nod to tell me whether I'm right or not. My favourite park one is a really bizarre one. It's called Legacy, and it plays in Epcot as you go in. It's probably about a minute and 15 seconds. That's about it. In fact, I think you'll probably hear it tomorrow morning. That's one of my favourites. There you go.
That's a conversation killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
Do you know, thanks, good night.
When you said 1 minute, 15 seconds, there were so many things I wanted to say. Zoe's favourite track as well, I believe.
Oh, dear. You know, we usually put clean on the podcast.
Just after we've edited it.
Yeah, after we've edited it. Okay, any other last minute questions before? No? Okay, let's find...
No, there's one more.
Last one, very last
Hello.
One.
Hello, I'm Rachel. Just wondering, what is the best resort that you've stayed at and why?
Best resort and why from Rachel?
You've stayed at quite a few now.
I have stayed at quite a few. What would I say? Recently, I've just stayed at the Treehouse Villas, which is part of Saratoga Springs, and that was lovely. But I still think that my favourite is the Polynesian, where I stayed last year for my 10th wedding anniversary, and I could have had that T-shirt married just on the other way around. No, it was lovely. I think the Polynesian, because it's one of the original hotels, I still think it has the best theming out of all of them, and I do tend to go and look at all of them. I know people love the Grand Floridian and it looks beautiful, but the Polynesian, I've been lucky enough to go to Hawaii and I feel like I'm in Hawaii when I'm at the Polynesian. So to me, that is probably the best hotel I think they've ever done.
Okay, cheers. There you go.
I've actually stayed at all of it. We did a 5-week tour a couple of years ago when we went to every single resort while we were there for the book and everything. And I got to say, there's probably two it comes down to. Beach and Yacht Club, I have a great love for, simply because, you know, I love my drink and it's just a staggering distance away from Epcot. So I can eat and drink, walk over the bridge, and I stumble back down there. So that has a lot of... But the other one I've got on it is I spent my 40th at Animal Kingdom overlooking one of the savannas, and that I did love when we were in the concierge area, because we were treated well. But you are luck of the draw what room you got at that point. We went to one of the other rooms that overlooked some bins. And that was of equal value. But for me, probably, you know, whether it's the Boardwalk or Yacht and Beach Club, anywhere around that, because I think that to me epitomises the great American, what Walt was after. The old style, it's there, and it is in staggering difference. For all that food and drink, you know, what more could you possibly want? Grand Floridian, I agree, you know, I've been there and I felt that everyone was looking at what I was taking, which they're probably they're probably right to do so,
but they looked at us and goes, Paris,
he's got slight Scally accent, he's obviously from Liverpool, don't like, I just feel it's very staged in there, a lot of businessmen go there, and I feel very uncomfortable.
We're going to tell your Polynesian story in a minute, because we've never told it, and we're going to tell it in a second. Mine is Port Orleans Riverside. I got a few nods. That's good. Yes.
Especially hopefully from Andre as well.
Especially from Andre. Yes, Andre. Oh, he is there. Port Orleans Riverside. Again, stayed on my honeymoon. It was really bizarre because it's sort of one of these resorts you went to and it was just so quiet and peaceful. And you just went in and you wouldn't have believed you're in a Disney park. They have the Sasagula River that runs through the middle. I won't say too much about what's there, otherwise I'll steal Andre's thunder for tomorrow. But the size of and the look of the hotel buildings and the hotel rooms are fantastic. They have the great quiet pools and you have the old man pool as well. And just such a really relaxing, peaceful place to go. And Yeehaw Bob, who is, if you've not been to Port Orleans Riverside to see Yeehaw Bob, you have to go. It was one of the most single funniest nights I've ever had in my life. He is absolutely brilliant. Single man on stage with a piano and he keeps you entertained for 3 or more hours. Absolutely brilliant.
Rachel, I've got to hand it back to you. What's yours?
I've only ever stayed at two. I've stayed at the Caribbean Beach and at All Star Sports. And surprisingly enough, I absolutely love All Star Sports. It's just so relaxed. There's not much there, but I don't spend much time at a hotel.
No.
I'm in the parks and I'm out all day. So what is there for me is basic. I've got a clean bed, a shower, food course if I need to eat, and then I'm back out again. So good sports. Really good theme. My boyfriend loved it because obviously he's a big sports fan, so he was in his element because everything was huge. And he was amazed when he walked through the football helmet to go to his room.
What's your opinion on Caribbean Beach?
Lovely hotel, absolutely brilliantly themed, but very big.
Yeah.
We stayed, I think it was in 95 we stayed, so it might have changed since, but it was a fair walk from our actual block of buildings to the food court. You did really need a bike to get to and from that, but other than that, it's fabulously themed for a moderate. And we didn't really have any complaints, just a long walk. And the pools were brilliant. There were so many choices because you could go to any of them. And then they had the main one as well. It was just brilliant.
I'm always a bit dubious of the resorts where you have to get a bus to get to breakfast to then get a bus to go to the parks. And that's one of the reasons why I've kept away from Caribbean Beach and Fort Wilderness Campgrounds. We had this really harebrained idea a couple of weeks ago that when we go in 2011, let's rent an RV and stay at the campground. It lasted about 5 minutes. Interesting. Has anybody else got the same opinion of Caribbean Beach? Some people. Some people have, some people haven't. Okay. Should we move on?
Go on then.
We're going to try something new that I haven't tried before, and we need your help with this. As you know, Craig is a big lover of the French, as you've heard on the podcast. There's several voicemails. When Craig's been in Disneyland Paris, there are several voicemails that Craig's... sent in, of which we've not been able to play on air due to the fact that it's probably being sued by somebody. So we're going to play a game called France versus the World.
Great. Okay.
We've got guns, knives, what we're going to do is we're going to compare Walt Disney World attraction with Disneyland Paris attraction.
Right.
And see which one wins out of two, which one we think the majority here thinks is a better attraction.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So I've got a list of things here, and we're going to give them a go. We're not going to try all of them because I've got 23. So that's going to be far too many. So we've got some attractions, we've got some shows, we've got some general ideas or places or areas as well. So let's start off with the first one: Walt Disney World Railroad versus Disneyland Paris Railroad. We got any railroad enthusiasts in? No. Any opinions? Let's find out what you guys think. Mickey's got one. What did Mickey say?
Disney World is much better.
Why?
Because there's more things going on, and over the years they have different attractions going on. They had things for Mickey's birthday when Birthdayland was opened. They had little presents floating in the rivers and things.
Okay. Yeah, they had the whole music specially for it, didn't they? And they had all of the characters as if they were going to the party. Let's just do a raise of hands. Who's going for Walt Disney World? Who's going for Disneyland Paris? Wow. Somebody's put their hand up and was told to immediately put it down.
Can I just say that it has to be Disney World because it's hotter?
Yeah, that's very true.
They're trains that seem an awful lot warmer for some reason.
Okay, next one. We've already mentioned this one briefly. Pirates of the Caribbean, Disneyland Paris or Walt Disney World? Catherine's got an opinion. Come down to Catherine. Let's see what Catherine says.
She was whispering then, wasn't she? Share with the rest of the class.
Disneyland Paris.
Why?
You have to say why.
The drop.
The drop.
The drop. Two drops.
Ah, now, do you know why there's only one drop at Walt Disney World? No. Does anybody know why there's only one drop at Walt Disney World?
No.
Beth knows. It is. There's also another reason. Nope. Well, sort of. Not space. Because Walt Disney World was built on a swamp, basically, if they'd have gone any further than one drop, they'd have hit the water table and they would have had constant issues with flooding with Pirates of the Caribbean. So that's the reason there's only one.
I thought the biggest reason was the constant issue then with the gators.
Yeah.
Which kind of would have made it more authentic ride.
Real gators in there. Okay, what are we going for? So Catherine says Disneyland Paris. Put your hand up for Disneyland Paris. Who's going for that one? Put Walt Disney World. Oh, that's a bit closer. I think Walt Disney World wins that one. Okay. So far, Disneyland Paris is doing really rubbish. That's right. It needs to close down. Okay. Let's go over something a little bit. Okay, here we go. Turtle Talk with Crush versus Stitch Live.
In which language?
English.
Oh.
Turtle Talk with Crush. Nearly. Be careful. In Epcot, in Living Seas, against Stitch Live in Walt Disney Studios Paris. What are we going for? Any opinions? Any ideas?
Yes.
Go on. Go on.
Turtle Talk with Crush.
Turtle Talk. I'm going Stitch Live. I love Stitch Live. It was really bad. I managed to confuse the cast member in Stitch Live.
What do you do? Just talk to him.
Just talk to him. You know how Stitch is Experiment 636? Is that right? Yeah. He said, "What is your name?" And I went, "I'm Experiment 637. And he went, no, you can't be. That's completely threw him. I felt really bad. I shouldn't do that. but he was French.
Oh, that's fine then.
Right, okay. Okay, so hand up for Stitch Live. Hand up for
We've got some Stitch Live fans up here.
Yeah, go find out what these Stitch Live fans are. Why they're on my side.
We'll see whether I'm going to talk to them the rest of the trip. Hello. Did you have your hand up? No. Who did?
I'm sure she did. She's lying.
You did you?
Sam, did you have your hand up? You haven't been. Now Sam's
was definitely. Was
Sam's not
back,
been to Disneyland Paris, but she's going soon.
I'm not going to decapitate.
So you've run slagged out. It off. She's not going to go.
Just
now.
Run that over there like that. Sorry, you definitely had your hand up, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Why? I think it's. I think Stitch is a more better character than. The turtle, really, because the turtle doesn't have much to say in the movie. Where Stitch is basically, you know, three films, full cartoon series, and he's just a better character. And Stitch, or one of the actors that plays Stitch in Paris, can be completely rude to the audience and get away with it because he's speaking his own language. And
he's French.
Yeah, and they can be completely away of insulting the audience, and it's great fun, especially the prisoner scene. And
yes. Jonathan, before you go, plug your blog.
Oh, yes. Salon Mickey blog. Covers everything about Disney in the UK and Disneyland Paris.
And there's been some seriously bizarre stuff on there that even I missed. I've read a couple of things and gone, wow, where did you find... The Welsh choir that was on there recently. I completely missed that one that was on. But Jonathan finds all sorts of really strange stuff that I miss sometimes. And I admit that I have nicked a couple of bits of news off his website for the show before now.
Now you tell me.
Yeah.
I won't say I noticed them when they were on the blog, you know.
I didn't steal them for the blog, just put them in the show. Okay, let's go over something a little more controversial. The castle. Walt Disney World or Paris? What are we going for?
We've had
for
one
here?
Shout from Paris.
I've had Paris over here. Jonathan, what are you going for? Paris. Disney World. You know, Disney World for me as well.
Has to be Paris.
Do you go Paris?
Because that's real. The other one's plastic.
That's cement, but.
It's still closer than they still.
But the one in Walt Disney World, it sinks down to the ground.
Are we saying castle, including the whole. The gardens around the castle and everything.
Okay, I'll give you the gardens. They got the dragon
underneath.
Right, in that
case, to me, it's Paris because of the whole architecture and the gardens.
What we got? Paris? Disney World? Well, Disney World loses big time on that one by quite a lot. All right, then. I've got down here, which I'm not going to put, which was value for money. I think that's
don't go
really
there.
Quite an obvious
Do
one.
Not go to that one.
Do not go on that one. Yeah.
Cast member experience.
You say that. Right, we'll go on to the next one, cast member experience. Studio Backlot Tour. Disneyland Paris and Walt Disney World. Well, I'm definitely going Walt Disney World because the last time I went to Disneyland Paris, the guy who was in charge of our tram pressed the button to start the spiel and then went to sleep. I've got a photo of him asleep on the backlot tour. What are we going for? Any opinions for the backlot tour? Disneyland Paris and Walt Disney World. Disney World again. That seems fairly common. I don't understand the Disneyland Paris one. I never have. It's never been a working studio. Reign of Fire had dragons in it, but sold about 3 copies on DVD, and I've got 1 of them. Sorry. Who likes it? Sharon likes that film. Oh,
she's got 2 copies.
I was about to say, it must be 4 copies because Sharon bought one. Dinotopia. What's that all about? That was on Sky One, wasn't it? I think, you know. Jeremy Irons looking like a fool. Come on. Spaceship Earth, brilliant. Lion King, brilliant. Studio Backlot Talk, career ending, quite frankly. He was dressed as a jester at one point, wasn't he? It's like, what's that all about? So, what are we going for? Disneyland Paris. No one whatsoever. Do you know what? People even who have not been to Disneyland Paris didn't even vote for that one. Walt Disney World. Yeah, it's got Hannah Montana's house there now, you know.
You're a big
Hannah Montana fan.
Yep.
It's got the chicken shed from the film. I've not seen the film, I don't know. I just know the songs because somebody who's quite sad sends me songs to saying, have you heard this one? Or sends me a video of Hannah Montana doing Party in the USA when he went to see her live.
Yeah.
He didn't take his daughter either.
Oh, I did. No, I did.
Right, okay, let's go. Let's have a couple more, and then we're going to do some trivia. We're going to give away some more prizes. Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin versus Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters. So Disneyland Paris version versus the Walt Disney World version.
Problem with the Disneyland Paris version, it stops when you're having a competition. where one person can't see any targets, and the other one can.
I don't know you're on about. I have no idea what you're on about. Do you want to tell the story?
No, there's no story to tell. You just cheated.
I didn't. We had the first annual Disney Brit Buzz Lightyear Laser Blast annual competition when the two of us went to see who could win. And it was really close until the ride broke down at a point where I was in front of one of those million-pound targets and he had absolutely nothing. I'm sat there going, all right, yeah? Your score doesn't seem to be going up much. It came out and absolutely thrashed him.
I got him back. I stole the gun.
He did get me back. But also, getting your own back, your son, Kieran, got his own back because I went on it with him last summer and he knows exactly what direction to put the vehicle in because they go so often. So he can get all the points and I can get nothing. He thrashed me. How old is he?
5.
5. It just absolutely.
But you were really not. I was seriously not happy. He was not, you know, he couldn't let a child win. He was. I think he wanted a rematch, didn't
you? Yeah, I did. I really was not happy. Okay, what we got? Any comments about the Buzz Lightyear difference? No? Okay, what are we going for? Jonathan. The one in Paris is open during Ancient Magic Hours. That's a really good shout. Does that sway anyone? Disneyland Paris? Walt Disney World? Oh, that's sort of like 50-50. The guns are movable in Paris, whereas you have to, if you yank them off in Walt Disney World, you've broken it.
This is always the problem because you end up with your child doing the driving and they always seem to face the completely opposite way to what's actually happening. It's a great family splitter up, but by the time you finish, no one talks to each other.
I have learned a trick of how to win, though. What you do is you go on with your wife and you give her your child and then get her to try and shoot. Brilliant. So I managed that one, cheated and won. Right, okay, let's do some trivia. What we're going to do now is we're going to do a bit of a Disney Brit trivia quiz. I've got 8 questions again, just like we do in the show. And each one's going to get harder. And we're going to come round, and basically we're going to choose some people, and if you get the questions right, you get a prize. All right? But each one gets harder, so the prizes get a little bit bigger as we go through. So you're going to be roving reporter. Juz, okay. Can you be prize man?
If they get them wrong, do we just kick them out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we can all point and laugh.
What prizes?
I don't know. Grab some prizes. See what we got down there. We've got all sorts of bits and pieces. There's loads of stuff. An empty glass. We've got some of your books. We've got my book. We've got some trivia DVDs. A couple of triple chocolate muffins. No, we can't give them away. We've got some Vinylmations down here and some bits and pieces. So do you want to go around and have a scrounge?
Empty the bags out, Charles.
Right.
See what
so
we've got.
Question number one. If anybody gets this wrong first time, seriously, you will be evicted. Pressure, okay? Even if you've never been to Walt Disney World and you get this wrong, you will be evicted. Right, here we go. Question one is this. In which Epcot pavilion can you buy Cadbury's chocolate and Twinings tea? Right, if you think you know, put your hand up and Craig's going to come choose someone and see what we got.
Here we go, right on the end.
Mark.
It's the UK pavilion.
It's the United Kingdom pavilion, yes. So you can have that. So Tea Caddy is where you can go and buy your teas and bits and pieces and your Cadbury's chocolate. They do your Dairy Milks, your Crunchies, your Curly Whirlies. Do you know how expensive they are? It is the wrong time for my wife to have a craving for a Curly Whirly at like $3.50.
And Mark's prize?
Mark's prize is...
a bag of Hershey Kisses to eat or share.
There you go, bag of Hershey's Kisses, all the way from America. Right, okay, question two, slightly harder. Epcot is split into two areas, World Showcase and what other area? World Showcase and what other area? Pick somebody out.
I want to go this side because otherwise it's not fair on everyone else. So this side, put your hands
Shall
up.
Shall I be your wire man if you we take my... Steve out? There you go.
Here we go. Come on, hands up this side. Oh, Kimmy's got a hand up. Let's go over there.
Go
ahead. If you get it wrong, you get the Minnie Mouse. Yeah. Think about your answer before you say it.
Go on, Kimmy.
Future World.
Future World is indeed the right answer. Do you know Future World...
Kimmy, do you have a nut allergy? Excellent. The Reese's Buttercups are mine.
DVD and a book for you. Do you know that one thing I noticed about Epcot, when Future World split into two halves, your logic half and your... I can't remember what the other one is.
Food.
On one side, there are no straight lines for the path. On the other right side, all lines are straight for the right and left side of your brain. There you go, something new. Question three. What shape are the trees situated on the hill next to Sleeping Beauty's castle in Disneyland Paris?
I know.
What shape are they? Go on, Craig, who are you going for?
Oh, sorry, I was looking
you
at
were too busy
miles away.
Relaxing.
What shape are trees?
What shape are the
tall
trees?
Tall shape. Let me think. I've got Andre's got his hand up. I'm going to pass you, Andre. And
he's going to refuse
Jonathan's
to do
got his hand up. Oh, hold on. John's got his hand over. Coming in
Lindsay?
Over here.
Lindsay there. Lindsay.
I'm going to go with Andre then. Andre.
Go on.
Go on, let somebody do it.
Oh, let someone else do it.
Come on.
He's being kind.
Anyone down here?
Go on. Lindsay's just there.
Go on, Lindsay.
Lindsay.
You have to shout out.
Cube shaped. Anybody know why they're cube shaped? Good try, Jonathan. It's from Sleeping Beauty. The castle's based on Sleeping Beauty. If you look at the opening shot of Sleeping Beauty, the trees are on the outside cube shaped.
Have you got a nut allergy?
Oh. Have you got a good throwing arm?
There.
Here we go. Let's go over to Lindsay.
We're nearly done. You can all go soon, I promise.
I'm getting tripped up there.
Man.
Jazz nearly had these, Lindsay. You're very lucky that I saved these.
No,
for
no,
you.
That's why I've given her the
okay.
white chocolate.
Question four, then.
The Reese's Cups. Yummy,
what are so special about the rocks in the lion enclosure on Kilimanjaro Safaris?
The cube shape.
The cube shape, yeah. They fell off Big Thunder Mountain, so they're just... no, go on. Who are you going for? Oh. Kez has got her arm right up, look. Do you need the toilet? Or, you know,
here we go.
Like...
No. Are they air-conditioned?
Yeah, I'll give you that. They're cooled, so it keeps the lions out in the sun.
He said air-conditioned. The answer was cooled. No. Here's Adam's book.
You're mean.
Just what you've always wanted.
Vinylmation magnets.
There we go.
So Vinylmation magnets for you. Okay, question five. Should we play for that one? We're playing for the cutest Vinylmation. Once you've opened it, if you don't like it, tough. What is the point in that? Let's collect Vinylmations. Oh, you can't see what's in it. Oh, I now have four of the same thing.
You can trade them now at D Street with cast members. You can.
There
yes.
we go. Trade them at D Street. Which means you've got to pay £1,000. Just to fly over there to trade them. Right, question five, 500. Which Disney park has the ice skater as its mascot?
Now, if you're in the Vinylmation, you have
first
to open
one
it.
With his hand up.
Shane.
He is desperate for the girly Vinylmation.
Well, he's got to open it because I want to see what it is. He's come all the way back from America with me and I had to stop two children opening it. And the cast member thought I was horrible when I bought it because I wouldn't let them open it there and then. So come on, pressure's on.
I guess, Blizzard Beach?
Blizzard Beach is dead correct. Yes, it is. Ice skater. That's a really weird story, isn't it? Freak snowstorm in the middle of Florida. Let's build a ski resort.
Snowed this year.
And then it did snow. And then it all melted. And we turned it to a water park. Isn't it convenient? It sort of stopped melting enough for there still to be snow. But you can still have slides and stuff.
That's the only question you're ever going to say about all Disney stories. That's just the weirdest one.
No, there's weirder ones. There's certainly weirder ones. Right, question six then. Name the town in which Big Thunder Mountain stands. This is in Walt Disney World. So name the town. Oh, Lindsay put her hand up and then quickly retracted it. David thinks he knows it. David, I don't think I'm going to reach you. I'm not going to reach you. You have to come to me.
Is it called Thunder Mesa?
Thunder Mesa. Good try. It's not.
Did he get it wrong?
Yeah.
I've got a prize for getting it wrong.
It's my book.
There.
Oh, there you go. For getting it wrong, you can have a Virgin Atlantic in-flight kit. There you go. Hooray! Not that we hate Virgin or anything. They're lovely. They just rip you off. Right.
No, we do hate them. Trust
any
me.
Ideas? Question six. Nobody know. Lindsay, do you want to give it a go? Oh, go on. Tumbleweed. Annette gets it. Tumbleweed. That's very good.
Have you got nut allergy?
Have you got nut allergy? No, we're just about to find out.
Annette.
All right, then.
Hold on.
Oh, go on. I'm impressed. Tumbleweed is indeed the right answer. You've just gone past Annette. She's there.
No, keep going.
Out the door, turn right, M6, and you've dropped your badge. Question seven, then. As you walk down Sunset Boulevard from Hollywood Boulevard, what is the first attraction you come across? So as you walk down Sunset Boulevard and you go down from Hollywood Boulevard, what's the first one you come to? Lindsay's got her hand up. She was the first one with her hand up. Okay. So what are we going for? What does Lindsay think it is? Oh, I'm ringing. That's no good.
Stop Terror? Me. Hollywood Tower of Terror.
Hollywood Tower of Terror. No. That's the first ride, but it's not the sort of first attraction, really. That's right at the very end. There's something before that. Oh, look. John's even jumping up and down his seat like an excited school kid.
Here we go.
Beauty and the Beast live on stage.
Beauty and the Beast live on stage is spot on. Yep. Well done. Okay, question eight, then. The hardest one.
Sorry.
For this space, you still walk into me.
Is this the hardest one?
You bet.
This is the hard one, number eight.
Should play for one of them.
There you go. Well done.
Yeah, we're going to play for one of them. You can stick my book in as well if you want. No, they're not that desperate. Okay. Which area opened on the 6th of May, 1988? Which area opened 6th of May, 1988? Steve thinks he might know. Here we go.
Wasn't Animal Kingdom, was it?
No, that was 1998. 1988, 6th of May. We've got two hands at the back. I think Kez was the next one with a hand up.
Kez, where are you? There we go, in the middle.
6th of May, 1988.
I'll squeeze. No, I won't squeeze past.
No chance of you squeezing anywhere.
Is it Hollywood Studios?
No, not Hollywood Studios. No, 89 was Hollywood Studios. 1st of May, I think, wasn't it? 89?
Coming in right here, sorry.
Mickey's Birthday Land.
Mickey's Birthday Land. We're sort of getting to the right sort of idea of it being a land or an area.
Well done.
But it's not that.
Somewhere in Disney World.
Mickey is waving frantically in the air.
Shall we go over here?
Go on.
Go on then.
Wonders of Life.
Not the Wonders of Life, but you are in the right park. Andre has had his... Oh, Andre did have his hand up for ages. And
Matthew, you've got your hand up.
Matthew, any ideas?
Come on, Matthew.
Any ideas? Toontown, good try. It's not. Go on, Andre, shout it over. Living Seas, right park, wrong part of it. Go on. No. Oh, man, we've got everybody. We're just having guesses now. Go on. Not Interventions. Still the wrong part. Try hopping over the other side.
Where are
the
answers?
Guess. World Showcase, which part of World Showcase? Not American Adventure. It's a little bit closer. Not the UK. Not Canada. Hey? Morocco, no. China, no. France, no. Right, good night, thank you. Germany, no. Mexico, no. Fred gets it, it was indeed Norway. Mike West, in fact, the only one I don't think we'd said. It is indeed Norway. So, what does he get? This special is quite prize. Cool, you'll like this, it's a special prize. You get one of Juz's Disneyland Paris Family Guides. You get my book, Minnie Mouse. You get a Mouse Meets Disney Trivia DVD, and this is quite cool. I'll give you those ones to start off with, so take them. For those of you who are really into serious geeky Disney, here is the patent application for the Doom Buggy for Haunted Mansion. There we go. So there's that there.
If you're not into serious geek, it's a frame.
It's a frame. Plus, you get all the paint and ride system information there as well that goes with it. So we've got another one of those to give away as well at some point this weekend. So
well
done, Fred. Good stuff. Right, I think we've gone on long enough.
I think you have, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm hungry as well. Who's coming to Frankie and Benny's? Wow. Your name's not on the list. No, I'm joking.
Your name's on the list.
Do you know? I don't know whether we wrote our names on the list. Thank you for coming along. I hope we didn't bore you too much. I hope we're going to have a fantastic weekend, the rest of this weekend. And, you know, we've got loads of really great stuff lined up for tomorrow. which, you know, hope you all enjoy. And if you don't, let us know so we don't do it again. That would be really useful. But we will sort of get some evaluation stuff out to you to find out what you thought. But that's it. That's us finished for the evening. We are going to be starting again 10 o'clock tomorrow. Registration opens at 8:30. You lot can have a lie-in because you were sensible and came and registered tonight. Those who didn't have to get up earlier than you lot. So while they're registering, you can still eat your breakfast. And we'll see you starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow. So goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me, everyone. Thank you for coming.
And goodbye.
Good night.
Flexible, simple, value, secure, honest, and trusted. They are some of the words that people think of when they book their Orlando holiday. And they are exactly the same words that people associate with CompleteOrlando.co.uk. With staff available 7 days a week, there are no better people to use. Contact the Orlando experts on 0800-294-8888. Or visit www.CompleteOrlando.co.uk.
Get ready. I don't know what the words are. It's a small world, laugh of ways. It's a world of hope and fears. There's so much that we share. It's time. It's a small world after all.
Join in if you know the words.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world. It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hopes and a world of fears.
Have you been on this ride?
It's a world everywhere. It's a small world after all.
Which version have you been
it's
on?
It's a French bit. It's a small world after all.
Ooh la la.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world. Small world. Oh, different words.
Read the words, it'll help.
It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hopes and a world of fears. There's so much we share that it's time that we're aware. It's a small world after all. It's come on, come on.
And a world of tears.
It's a world of hopes and a world of fears. There's so much to share. It is down everywhere. It's a small world after all.
Wish it gets smaller.
It's a small world after all.
Quicker.
It's a small world after all.
You don't sound like children.
It's a small world after all.
I like you sound like you're on helium.
Small world. Oh, that ain't it. It's a small world after all. It's
a small world after
This is the extended mix.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all.
Did it got off by now? Four, three, two, one.
Ho, 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 pirate's life for me. The privilege of the land, we must be as you know. We kill our prizes, don't give a vote, we must be as you know.
Yo, ho, yo, what's a pirate's life for me?
We ate something.
Change your mind. Four, three, two, one. We're soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can reach.
If we're trying, so we're breaking three.
You know the world can see us in a way that's different than who we are.
Creating space between us till we're separate hearts. But your faith, it gives me strength, strength to believe.
We're breaking.
We're soaring. There's not a star in heaven that we can reach.
Oh, we're flying.
Yeah, we're breaking free.
Oh, we're breaking free.
But these are the moments I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going. And I gotta be strong. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's a climb. It's all about the climb. Keep your faith. Ooh, yeah.
Hey, Raj. Elvis has left the building.